I was born in Italy, but I moved to Spain to live with my grandma. My grandma is from Spain. And then in certain time, she decided to move to Nicaragua because his father was living in Nicaragua. And since that time, I was living there. And I really feel that I'm more Latino than the European, even just like, you know, I'm 100% Latino because my dad is from there. I was living there mostly many years, more than I'm old, the more I am. Yeah, it's very exciting, you know, to have different cultures on your family. And my grandma always used to tell me, Lester Ivan, please, you have to study because that is the best thing they can give you because I'm not be able to be with you all the entire life. And actually, she prepared me well, you know, since I was a little boy, I'll always, I used to be, you know, in the business with her. She used to have a business, a small medium business, is to provide like to the different convenience store different products or items, something like that.
Interesting. So a supplier, basically.
A supplier, yeah.
And what was your role when you were helping your grandmother?
Yeah, I always look to like when the people say hi, I needed 10 pounds of sugar or something like that. Dispatcher, a lot of dispatcher. It's called it like that. Right?
Dispatcher, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy dispatcher. The take a list whether they want to summarize the total how much it will be, and be in charge on and the register also.
Oh, you had the access to money.
Yeah, because she believed in me. She always trusted me, and always she used to tell me, don't feel bad. If you need money, you can take it, but please let me know. But either way, I was a little boy. I never need any. When you are a little boy or girl, right? You don't need so much money. But when the years are... is begin your age like a teenager is when you need more money to have fun. And then, yeah, I ask for some money, but always, you know, to be the most honest people with her.
Absolutely. And it sounds like she was putting the honesty into you with this when she asked to share if you take money, because I think this is one of the most important characteristics to have in life when we deal with people, and especially moving from one country to another country, being honest and open about your feelings and actions sometimes, right, with other people.
Yeah, definitely. And also, she also taught me that I'm not the materialist person. She told me, okay, the money's come, the money's gone. Please don't, like when she say, for example, one time she bought a bicycle for me, and then she had to give to someone else because that person doesn't have it. And then I remember I was crying because she gave the bicycle to someone else, and then she told me, this is a material thing, doesn't matter, don't worry about that, you know, you don't need anymore. You already had another bicycle, but please don't be like that. And that taught me, and also build the person that I am right now. At that moment, I really don't care the material thing. For me, more the more thing they help you to be a better human is the confidence to be you don't have, also she told me to don't be selfish as well, and to be a big human being, I think so, is to have your 2 feet on the ground.
Interesting. I like that. I like that vision. And I am really interested in knowing how all these qualities that your grandmother built in you, and as you're carrying all this qualities in you throughout the years, and immigrating from one country to another country, now you are in the US. So how does it help you? Or sometimes it hurts you, maybe, being honest, having and seeing value in people for who they are, because America is a very different country, as we know, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, I'm very happy to be here. This is a country where, we had a lot of opportunities and things to, because I'm here, I had a good job, but it was very hard. I used to work in for 12 years in the financial service industry. It for me was hard to quit. Good to have a good job in Nicaragua, good position, good salary. It's not because I want to show up. No, it's the truth. But it was hard for me not to quit the job. Is to leave my grandma over there, because for me, she's my real mother, because I didn't grow up with my mother. And for me, but either way, I don't know what is to miss a mother, because that woman, my grandma, for me, she covered that space that I never feel she was covered also, because I never get the emptiness in my heart and in my life of missing a mother, because she was the woman to take care of me. I was his baby all the time. And, you know, that was the something that hurt my feeling. And I still, you know, even if she's not with me anymore, because she passed away 3 years ago, but yeah, in always she will be in my heart. I had
absolutely
her picture next to my bed, and always I speak with her. I ask her some question. You know, talking like maybe some people will say I'm crazy, but that is the way they help me to be connected with her. I feel that she is my angel.
Absolutely. It sounds like that. It sounds like she fulfilled both roles as your mother and as your father, actually. And she made sure that you didn't feel any need or shortage with anything. And that's wonderful.
Yeah, actually, my father grew up together like a brother.
Interesting.
I speak with my dad like some brothers.
Yeah, sometimes the roles change throughout our lives with people around us, and it's interesting to see it. So when you think back about the time when you came to the U.S., well, first of all, how old were you when you came to America?
I'm not trying to say my age. Some people here, I don't know why, though. I don't have problem saying like that. I was like 33 years old.
Okay.
33 years old.
Okay.
When I came into this country, when I decided to live here, because I really was working in Miami for headquarters of the bank is in Miami, Florida. What I decided was in 2017, I decided to come permanently to live in the United States. And it was, I would say, it was a little hard, but it wasn't easy. But thank God, you know, it's another thing that always I used to ask my grandma, what are you doing this for this person? Why are you doing this? Something like that. Because my grandma care about a lot of people like that. And one time she answered me, Lester Ivan, something I'm going to tell you. Whatever I'm doing is because I don't want to you in the future or you and your dad in the future miss something. However, whatever I'm doing because both of you. And trust me, maybe people don't think like that, but all the world, all the things that woman did, he come back to me right now. And that's why now, you know, I feel I found my husband here in the United States. He's a great guy and he has been supporting me strongly and in the good and the, I would say, good and bad things. For example, when I don't have a job, he support me in that way as well. That is a bad thing, right?
That's,
and the
yeah,
good things,
wonderful.
For example, even if he had a job, it's a good thing. He is still supporting me in those ways. And
right.
He was the person they told me. Ivan, English is the key to success in this country. And that's why he encouraged me to go to San Mateo Adult School here in California. And that's why every single day I used to attend San Mateo Adult School. And I'm very happy to be there. To be there because one of the teachers, all of the teachers from there, they're amazing. But, you know, when you are a student, you cannot feel that you're doing some change in your vocabulary. The other person noticed, and my husband was noticed those changes on me. And he told me, finally, in the first semester, he feel proud of me, and I was able to communicate much better with him. And yeah, that's why.
That's wonderful.
I'm very helpful. I'm very happy to be here.
That's great. Yeah, definitely. Getting this skill of speaking English brought you to a different career pathway, right? Now you're basically supporting those Lesters who came to America some time ago who didn't speak the language, right? So, but that's why you are making a difference in their lives right now with your support.
Absolutely.
So, very interesting. Very interesting. So the English language journey, for how long has it been with you? How long have you been learning English?
I would say, of course, I couldn't speak the basic English when I used to work at bank, but since 2017, I couldn't speak how I'm speaking right now, but since 2017, I have been learning English in my day-to-day, even with my husband, my family, my friends, co-workers. And also, I never give up because I have been through doing certification. I went to San Francisco State University to earn my digital marketing certificate.
Wow.
And also, I get different certification in Salesforce. I got training in customer success as well in different organizations. And, you know, even during the pandemic, I was very busy. I didn't have a job during the pandemic, but I was very busy doing internship, helping immigrants, refugees with organizations like Upwardly Global. Through that organization, I met Patrick, and Patrick introduced me to Aaron. That's why I got the job in Engine.
That's a small world, indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah,
finally, I'm very happy, you know, to help my people. Even if you're not Latino, I'm very happy, and you're welcome to ask me any question. I'm very happy to help you because, you know, this country is for us, not for people that just want to stay in the same place all the time. You have many things here. I know it's hard. I have been working in retail as well, which is no embarrassment. You know, many people, not just me, but you have to continue doing the effort. The pay will come back to you someday.
That's what they say. Everything is a boomerang in life, right? Whatever you project to the world, that the same thing you are getting back. It's really fascinating. And from what you're saying, I understand that you're promoting and you're doing a lot of giving back to your community, to people of your culture and the language. And the biggest question I always have, especially in the unique situation like yours, from Spain, you go to Nicaragua, you come to the United States. How were you able to keep the culture and the language throughout all these transitions?
Actually, I'm going to tell you very honest. I don't want to change my culture. Like, for example, in my blood, I think so coming that Nicaragua culture more than anything else, because I don't want to change the culture, because it was sounds fun, but I don't want to make drama to say culture. No. For me, it's not a culture that makes you who you are. You make who you are.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter if you are blanco, negro, rojo, amarillo. Doesn't matter. That is another thing. The only thing that I really don't like from United States, I will tell you very honest, is drama. Everything that for me is everything in one word, just drama.
So what kind of drama? What do you mean by that? Maybe one example will help.
Yeah,
understand.
I can tell you. For example, we had in Latin America, we had just this car wash el negro. Okay. The black car wash. So okay. I can something like that. For example, another thing, drama from politician. That something is not bothering me at all. That's because I came from a dictator country. That is for me like I don't pay attention to that.
I know you always make this connection between you and Russia and me being from Russia. There is something about it. I have noticed that right away when I first met you.
I know, because when you make drama for that about that, no, let me keep my eyes, my feeling in other thing that I'm going to get something else. For example, I just joined to enroll to the certification, HubSpot certification. That will help give me something, not be able to concentrate in other thing that it doesn't make any sense.
Right. That's so true. I know that coming to any country, being an adult, 30 plus years old, I actually came to America about the same age. It's very different in comparison to coming to a country, immigrating to a country when you're a child. If you think back, can you recall any challenges you had when you came to the United States? I understand the culture was very different. The language was a challenge. Was there any mentality challenge or culture challenge?
I'm going to tell you. I completely understand what I think. So you try to give me the best picture to explain much better, but definitely I got it. You know what? The big thing, to the big challenge, and I will say something very bad, is like the conscious bias. The conscious bias that you have to go through, because you now look at that. You, for example, you're from Russia, but you don't have anything else to be with the what's going on right now. And
that's
why
so true.
People want to get in mad with you? That is something that is like, I cannot stand things like that. You know,
and why do you think America has so many biases? I can attest to this myself. I see quite a lot of judgments, I should say. And like sometimes it's expressed, sometimes it's silent for the most part because of the American culture, right? Why do you think America has so many biases?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not the person that are going to generalize, because not all people are the same, but because we know it's a big percent of population, the things they have those bias. For example, like if you are Latino, if you're Black, you have accent when you speak English. Those are bias. And why they have those bias? Because they're selfish, because they don't want to be in the community with the different people of them. Just that.
And why? Why? I just don't understand why.
Why? Because, you know, for example, I'm going to tell you something. Years ago, they had traveled with Venezuela. The war in Venezuela, the war in Nicaragua, there was a war there. It was United States, they do something to help those countries? No, because just only care about people from their color. They don't care about the people of their countries. But look at what happened in Africa. Many people dying every day. Is United States helping them in medicine or something like that to help it? No. I don't mind. Of course, I feel bad, for example, when those people have to suffer for no reason. Look at what's going on with the people from Ukraine. But is United States doing something for them? No. Because why? Because they are scared to do other things, something like that. That's what is my answer. That's the only thing that I don't like from here. Maybe some people will say, if you are online here, come back to Nicaragua. I will say, no. Because I'm here because this is my journal. It has to be here.
That's interesting. On a positive note, what do you like about this culture and the country?
What I like, they exist people. They have good, nice, very nice people. I can tell you, for example, because I'm working with them, Aaron, Lynette, Greg, those people, they exist people. Look at it, you, all the people we're working with. They have another people also outside of this company as well. And then that's why I'm telling you, I'm not generalized people, but that's the part of the call my attention. It's still, look at that, I got a job. Just only I needed one person who have to believe in me and give me the chance to get a professional job in the United States. That's why I'm telling you the people, don't give up, continue doing the best that you can. I think it never will be late.
That's so true. And I do agree with you that some people in America, they see through you, they see your talents, and they give you a chance because they believe in you and because they want to provide this foundation for your talents to grow. to bloom. And that's how we set up people for success. And yourself is the perfect example. You started your journey a while ago with learning English and having a job. Then you went through the transition. And now you are in the position when you can support new Americans in this country.
Mm-hmm. And for example, another one, I was a capitalism as that is because the only thing this country cares is about money. That is only thing. For example, you know, Nicaragua is a poor country, but we don't have those drama, all those things like that. We have free healthcare. Maybe it's not a lot of work job opportunities there, but in certain things, you live your life in peace, something like that. And another thing, for example, I have been, I used to struggle to get a job. And you know, another thing that I believe in diversity and inclusion, but a lot of companies, you know, just only to use it to show up, but they really don't do anything. And you don't know. I can tell you the name of the company. I don't want to work for that company. You know what? But they say diversity and inclusion, LGBT, Latino, all those things. And that thing is BS for me because just they do it to show up, to get tax reduction, all those things like that. You know, it's like that. And the only thing that I can criticize American, because American are like, because, you know what? Because it's social media here, they put you, they wash your brain and everything. And behind the other thing, you don't see anything what's going on in other teams. That's all the team. It's another team. The United States is attacking other countries. I don't know where right now, but they don't tell you. They don't tell you. Right now, the focus is just Ukraine. Now they forget COVID. They forget all the team. The news, all they're talking about that.
Yes.
It's okay to cover about that, but because that's why the news, they never tell you what really is going on.
I agree.
That's why, you know what? I don't spend any time in watching news, nothing like that. No, for me, maybe watch Netflix or something that entertain my mind or something, or listening to podcast or listening something that will help me to build my English skills.
Yes, I like that. And I do the same thing. If I need to watch news, I do it on demand. But for the most part, I have the same mentality. Hey, let me watch or read. I'm not a big reader, though. Something that will grow me, grow my skills and make me feel good, things like that.
Yeah, because, you know, my grandma used to tell me, you have to continue improving your skill every single day, every single time. Yeah, always she told me, I don't want to any, how I say, when you get 90 and in the college, something like that, grace. Please don't show me, I don't want to see any grace, nothing like that. Just I want to see your schedule of exam schedule, when you have exam, that's it. Because always she was like that. The study bank, study, please. It's time to go. You have go study. Always she was like that, pushing me. You know what? I used to say, I don't feel proud to get a degree from that university. It wasn't most popular in my country, that university. But it's not the university or the college that made who you are. It's the person. Because I know many people, I bet you too, many people maybe he got college degree from better college than you or than I, they're not working, okay?
It's true. And you can have all degrees you want, right? But if there is no core inside of you and if you don't have that, like they say, good moral character inside of you, that's not going to work for the long term. Maybe just a little while, but long term, people, like I said, they can see through who you are, not just for the job interviews, but even in daily interactions. When you meet people, I'm sure you can confirm this, people can read you. And I feel like in America, all communication is going on the energy level for the most part. People don't say a lot. They say exactly what they want to say. And I honestly struggle with this when I came to America, because in my culture, we don't listen. We interrupt a lot and we say everything but the main thing. But this is my culture, right? So in America, I had to relearn how to listen to people and how to say exactly what I want to say in a different language. So these things are very interesting.
You know what? Something that one time I was talking with my husband, and I asked him, why you choose me? What do you like from me? And then, because at that moment I couldn't speak English, trust me, I was like by sign or something like that, or you know, like I couldn't have this conversation like that with my husband in 2016 when I met him. Yeah, and then he told me, you know what? Because I see on you the honest and clear person, because I cannot find anyone like that. And English is no barriers. English, if we can succeed in this like economic crisis, language is nothing. You just learn and that's it. That's why I really love that guy. He's definitely in my mother-in-law, I think. So that's another thing that I want to tell you. My mother-in-law, I really love her so much, because I feel I am another son for her, and she really loves me. And I'm not going to complain like some people complain. My mother-in-law, I don't like it.
it's the usual story.
Yeah,
mother-in-laws, that's their job, not to like their adopted children.
Yeah, and that's why I feel, for me, that I win the lottery with my husband, because he's a very nice guy. And you know, he's Indian, and he was born here. Also, he knows Chicago, he's from there.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
He was in Chicago, but he moved to West Coast, to here, to San Francisco.
And I see why. Us Siberians, we stay in Chicago.
And then I told him, look at the Nicaraguan guy, he brought you from all the way.
And that's another thing about America. It's so fascinating to see how cultures are mixing in this country, and especially with looking at those children from mixed marriages, I find them very fascinating. They're very smart, talented, very beautiful as well.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. The skin. That is another thing. What kind of skin do you have? For example, some people have, even now, for example, my mother, a stepmother, she lives in Spain, but my dad called her negra. Nothing happened. Okay. This is a culture there. You call it negra or negro, nothing happened. Only here. But she has a beautiful skin color. Really, really. Like, it's not, in other people I met here, she is a friend of mine, of San Mateo Adult School. Her skin is like chocolate. Really beautiful skin, something like that. But you know what? Like I told you, for example, I wish I can be a little dark, but I'm very happy how I am. Yes, like that.
That's wonderful. Great. Well, it sounds like you are on a happy journey right now. So what's the future like for you?
The future is like, I want to grow up in the company I'm working in right now. I want to grow up with them. That's a company that I know I'm going to grow with them. They gave me so much, a lot of opportunities, learning every single day so much. And the mission that we had to help those learners, and that journal will be, I will say, forever, because as soon we keep in coming more people, immigrants and refugees to this country, we had someone for who we need to work.
Yeah.
Because that makes me happy, because definitely we believe in our mission. And trust me, if you change one person, you change people's life. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely. People, even if you were in retail or something like that, that person is going to, because people have different goals. Some people, they want to improve their English because they want to get a better job, they get better communication, or because they want to pass the citizenship exam. And because those different goals, you may change in people's life.
Absolutely.
And that makes me happy. You know, when I'm talking with learners, if they told me some small history, texting with them, chatting or by the phone, and something, I'm doing some conversation, and something, we switch from the conversation we have to talk about the coaching session. We talk about normal things. Like yesterday, some lady from, she's from Miami, but she's actually from Mexico. She was telling me, I'm sorry, I couldn't answer your call. I was talking with my mom. And then I asked, just because she was talking with her mom, I asked, how is your mamita? How's the mommy? And then, you know, we do something like that, and then explain about my grandma, I really love old people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, something you have to enjoy the job that you have.
Also. Absolutely.
I really, really love the job that I'm doing every single time. And my boss knows how I really love this job. And I learned so much from him. And I was just changing my boss and learning so much from her.
Wonderful. Great. It sounds like this job is very rewarding for you, and you do enjoy it. I see the spark. That's wonderful. So what's your American dream?
My American dream is, you know, that is one of the dreams that I want to, because I have been thinking so many times, even with my husband, we want to do something, not for making money. For me, money is not really important. It is important, but for me, something that makes me happy. For example, to help people, I want to help people from my country. I wish I can have some connection there to introduce. Maybe we can use our platform, something like that, to teach kids. I have two nephews that I'm paying the English class for them. I wanted their life be much better than the life that I used to have, you know. And they're very smart, and they really like learning English. And she is great. Now she's in the medicine school. And she speaks with my husband, actually. My husband said, oh my God, she doesn't have accent. How's that? Yeah, because she really likes to watch everything in English.
Interesting.
I would like to have, this is one of my dreams, to have a foundation to help people from my country to learn English.
That's
something that I would like to. It's a big thing, but let's see what happens.
That's That's great. That's the definitely different level of giving back to the people in your country and the opening opportunities as well. Great. Well, I hope one day it becomes the reality, and I know it will with your passion, with your desire to do this. It will be the reality. And to wrap up the interview today, I just want you to give the advice to Lester, who just came to America several years ago. Look back and think what kind of advice you would give to yourself back in the days.
Some people have a will to help you, have the willing to help you to come here. They came help you come to my house, something like that. But I know that kind of person that I want to land in the arms of someone else. No, I'm going to pay off for my rent, for my food, something like that. But as soon as possible, whenever you have the wing to fly, it's time to get out of that. And okay, because, okay, thanks to those people who support you, but you don't have to be thankful for the rest of your life. You did what you have to do, or you did what you have to do at that moment. And thank you so much. But you're not people who has to kiss their feet for the rest of their life to land. You know, I understand. You understand what I mean.
I do, yeah.
Please learn the English. Don't be afraid to pronounce wrong, because we learn from the mistakes. For me, as a Spanish speaker, it's hard. For example, sometimes I miss the consonants S at the end. Sometimes I miss the D because it's normal for Spanish speakers. Because I say she works, sometimes I say she works, you know, you understand what I mean? That's why it doesn't matter, but feel practicing, and someday you will get much better, and you will have the opportunity, and someone else is going to believe in you. Someone else is going to give you the chance. And that is the moment. Even you will say, it's not the right time for me. It's not the right time, because you say it's not the right time. You will get a job when there's the right time for you. And it's when the sun or the flower will come out, the brightness for the future and for your family. That is something that I'm going to let you know to those listeners out there.
Wonderful. I think it's a wonderful advice and wonderful mindset. And as I'm listening to you, I think everything goes back to overcoming our fears. When we come to America, we don't know many things. And some people are brave to open the door of opportunities, and some people are not, because of many reasons, right? But overcoming the fear, I think it's a great mindset.
Yeah, I had a friend, he's from Nicaragua, but he is a citizenship from Spain right now. He used to study with me, and I told him he's going to move next month to Los Angeles, to here, to United States. And then I told him, he said, give me advice, because I know how you are. And then my advice was like that. Okay, just want to know two things. Where are you coming? Where are you going to stay? I'm going to stay with some friends like that. Okay, please don't stay there forever, not for certain time, because and sit with them as an adult and the table, put the letters on the table and tell them, because you don't want to later the complaint. You come in too late, you're not a child. You have to put the cards on the table and speak as an adult. to let them know you're going to contribute in the food, you're going to contribute in the rent, something like that, to be clear and to be in the same page, to, because then people, they get start doing something to kick you out slowly, to feel you, not feel you better. Trust me, it's like that. And not just me. Hundreds, thousands of people have been through all those things.
Right. Yeah. That's not the best experience to go through, but it happens. Definitely.
Yeah, it happens. It doesn't matter. It can be family. It can be not family, best friend, even, husband, family, whatever. Anyone else can be like that. And they can give you the opportunity, but they don't want to stay with you for a long time there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Lesser, I think it's been wonderful to hear your story and to hear some insights and your experience. I really enjoyed, and I want to thank you once again for connecting today and sharing and inspiring many people. I always say, if you inspire one person, that's already wonderful. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. And